The NDP government reducing the allowable annual cut of timber in the province. That is scheduled to decline here for several more years. The situation could get worse before it gets better. And it's pretty bad right now, especially on the ground in Prince George. That pulp mill, that Canfor pulp mill, shutting down permanently. 300 people losing their jobs. We've seen other mills shut down around BC as well. That's where we start today's show, as we take a look at the problems and crisis in this industry right now. Let's check in with Ward Stamer, the mayor of Barrier, BC, in the North Thompson Valley, one of many, many communities in British Columbia dependent on this industry. And I'm very pleased to welcome him back to the show. Mayor Stamer, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome, Mike. Good morning.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about what it's like on the ground in a forest-dependent community right now and the situation as you see it?
Well, we just had one of our smaller manufacturing facilities, Woodco, abruptly shut down last Thursday. Again, it's cost of fiber and accessibility to fiber. Just got off the phone with the owner of Gilbertsmith Forest Products, which is our cedar mill in our community. They have 75 full-time employees and 12 part-time employees. And, you know, it's not helping at all when we are trying to compete on a global scale, and our neighbors to the east of us, Alberta and Saskatchewan, have a reduction in their stumpage because of the market conditions, and BC didn't. And that's just one of the things that's happening, and it's really tough on a lot of families.
Okay, stumpage, of course, is the fee that government charges to cut trees down on Crown land. So you're saying that you think the government should reduce that fee to help the industry right now?
Well, it's supposed to be based on the BC TS, the timber sales, Mike, and they're supposed to use a formula on what those sales create, and then the formula is determined. If the market goes up, the price goes up. The market goes down, the price goes down. Unfortunately, their explanation or their excuse was that they didn't have any sales in the last quarter, so they're going to keep the stumpage the same. I find that incredibly. I'm almost speechless. If you want to talk about it, because okay. They should have had it figured out that if they didn't have the sales, they should have had a different way of determining what the stumpage rate was. Their explanation was they didn't have the workforce to be able to put the sales up, or there's too many regulations. Well, aren't they the ones that are setting the regulations in the first place?
Okay, let's talk about some of the measures here government announced yesterday to help the industry. Ward, so BC Premier yesterday, David Eby, announcing a $90 million fund to protect jobs in the forest industry and also other rural communities. Here's what he says these communities can use the money for, and then I'll get your thoughts. So this is EB speaking yesterday.
We're looking for projects that diversify local economies and promote forestry value-added innovation. Whether it's a forestry company seeking new equipment to make mass timber products or setting up a new bioplastics or biofuel facility in a rural community.
Okay, a bioplastic facility or a biofuel facility in a rural community. Ward, does this make any sense to you? Like in a community where you guys have been dependent on forestry for so long, now this guy's talking about biofuels and bioplastics. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, there are opportunities out there, particularly with waste wood. You know, everyone has a big complaint about burning junk piles, and I agree. I was a line contractor. I'd much rather process that fiber and put it into something if you can't make it into lumber or plywood. But at the same time, a lot of these businesses have been doing that. Woodco, I think, has spent probably at least $2.5-3 million in the last 3 or 4 years in developing their small plant in Barrier. Gilbertsmith, the same. They've spent an incredible amount of money modernizing their mill. They're looking at putting a new kiln together that they've never, ever had before so that they can add other products. But remember, value-added products also adds cost, Mike. And again, we go back around in a circle. It still comes back to the accessibility and fiber. And when you mentioned at the top of the clip that the allowable cut is going down for the next few years, it's going to continue to go down. And if we aren't aggressive in our reforestation methods, in our access to for fire mitigation, and we don't start getting out of this, there won't be any fiber left.
Yeah, we take a look at that annual allowable cut, as it's called, in 2021. It was 63 million cubic meters. That's scheduled to go down to 56 million by in 2026, and then all the way down to 51 million in the outlying years. So that's by my math, that's a scheduled 16% reduction in the amount of timber allowed to be cut. Ward, what will that mean to the industry?
Well, Mike, I would argue that that's still a fantasy number. I still think the number is considerably less because there's areas in that allowable cut that will never get logged in our lifetime. They shouldn't be there. And I've said that in the past, and I'm not afraid to say it again. And I think we need a realistic approach of exactly what we do have. And again, a working forest is a healthy forest. And people that don't really know what's going on should come out and have a visit and just see what's actually going on the forest level. Come and go for a drive with me, and I can show you where we logged 30, 40 years ago, and you can be incredibly proud of what's coming back. And we're talking the wildlife. We're talking about all the vegetation. We're talking about the new trees. You should come out and have a look and see what's actually going on, not just look at some old file photo of some burnt up clear cut. Or better yet, let's go to Monty Lake and have a look at what that White Rock fire did.
Yeah, speaking of fires, I mean, Barrier is a town that's been through some brutal wildfires over the years. This is one of the big challenges for the industry. The mountain pine beetle wiped out a lot of stands of forest as well. This is one of the reasons why the annual allowable cut is going down to preserve this remaining timber. But, you know, when you take a look at some of the deferrals that have gone on, especially for old growth, or old growth logging, there's a big campaign to ban old growth logging in the province. Do you think the government is going in the wrong direction in that respect?
In a lot of cases, I do, Mike, because a lot of these old growth areas, they're not all the same. Some of them, yes, they can be left alone because really there's no reason why we'd even have to go and log some of those areas. But some of the other ones are dead and dying. There isn't any carbon capture. There is the risk that if there's a lightning fire, a lightning strike, it'll be like another White Rock. So there are inherent values. But again, you know, you look at what we've been able to do on the ground, and even with some of the reforestation efforts that we've done, accelerate it. If it was me and I was the Minister of Forest, I'd want to be trying to implement a system where all the seedlings that are replanted are fertilized with a tea bag. Gilbert Smith has been doing it for 20 years. One of the things that came out of the fire in 2003, we lost one of our major employers. The Tocco Mill didn't get rebuilt, if you remember. That was over 300 full-time jobs. But of that, we got a community forest of 20,000 cubic meters. And it's just a small area, not that far from Barrier, but I'm extremely proud of what they've been able to do. I mean, we returned back to the community over a couple hundred thousand dollars in school grants, community grants, all these kinds of things. And we've actually got more wood now access than we did 20 years ago because of all their reforestation efforts.
Ward, thank you for coming on today.
Thanks very much, Mike.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.